Praise God. Well, God's good, isn't he? How many's glad for the Lord? How many likes a preacher to tell it like it is? How many likes to tell it like it is if it hits you? Amen. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to just sit around and get a tough hide either. I want to do something about it. If I'm wrong, I want to get right as soon as I can. Don't you? Amen. God's good. Good to see so many here. Good to see the visitors here tonight. God bless you for coming. Amen. I thought for a minute Adrian had come. Is that you? Amen. My goodness, we've got a lot of visitors tonight. Good to have you, Brother Hale. Good to have Brother Zane here. Praise the Lord. Yep. Telling you what, the devil is wooling our people. Sickness and I know you say, well, the devil, you can't blame him for everything. Well, you can blame him for sickness because he's the one talked Adam and Eve into throwing our good health away. Did you know that? Amen. Somebody says, you know, the Lord afflicted this or that. Now he does but now. The sin that it was committed in the beginning, I'm telling you, preacher up here preaching today, and I could about feel folks saying, man, that ain't, you know, that stuff's awful small compared to an axe murderer. Well, amen. I want to tell you, if we could see sin like it really is, even in its little infant stages, we'd run from. I'm telling you, and I know you've bound to have seen it, because I have, pastoring folks and their lives end up just shambles. And I say, boy, I wish they could have seen when this thing got started what it's going to turn into. Yeah. Amen. Now, y'all can sit quiet on me. I already feel like preaching a little bit here tonight. Amen. There's no need to wait to disaster. I'm telling you, it's heartbreaking to see what sin does to folks when it gets finished with them. And you can see it, I'm telling you, you can see it from the onset. It's just a little baby thing. And then you know it's going to grow up. And it's going to draw you away. Amen. I'm so glad to have everybody. And we are going to have school tomorrow probably. Unless it comes just some kind of tornado or something. And then we're going to have tomorrow night at 7. Right? 7, all right? He won't come earlier. About 6? We'll try about 6 o'clock. That means we'll really get started probably. But let's come at 6 o'clock in the first scene. We'll go over it a couple of times and pray, and we'll be ready. And then Sister Lois done told you about the food. And now if things get really bad, we're still going to have the food, okay? I mean, it's canceling food. It's getting old for me now. I don't know about you, but I think it's getting a little old. So we're going to go ahead and eat. Get here if you can. If you don't, it'll be more for the rest of us. Praise God. Try your best to get out of here. We're going to have service, and we're going to pretend that it's Christmas. That ain't hard to do, is it? I know it ain't for Kenzie. She pretends it's Christmas all year, So we'll be able to do that. All right. I'm going to preach my sermon tonight. From 2 Peter chapter 2, and I need the Lord to help us. We need a revival, and maybe talking about it will help us get our mind on it. We need a revival that will stir us up. I remember when I just got saved working carpenter work up on the house, and we was having a great revival, people getting the Holy Ghost at church, and I can remember it. Very well. I used to be kind of skinny. I know you can't believe that, but I was pretty skinny. I was up on a roof. I was just like a cat up there on that roof, especially when my toenails popped out like claws. I was hanging up there, and I remember my mind racing. Boy, I tell you, wonder who's going to get the Holy Ghost tonight. I couldn't hardly wait to get out off that house, get to the church house. I'd go to church, and I'd run through my closet, and I'd say, man, I better get something that's not too warm in there, because I know I'm going to be shouting, and I don't want to get burning up here. Huh? When's the last time you went to your closet and said, I'm going to get some shouting clothes out here tonight? Huh? Praise the Lord. Hey, I mean, you didn't kill this. It was already dead, brother. I'm going to tell you that. But we're going to keep right on going. Maybe I'll act kind of like the Undertaker tonight and put some dirt on them. Hallelujah. But I want to preach to you a little bit. Amen. Brother Mark kept referring about back when he got in. I'm going to tell you, this church, these people in this church have been saved quite a while. And they know what it meant back in the day. Brother, when you got in, and all the preachers was a shucking and a bucking. Huh? That's right. Amen. I preached in this county here. God bless your heart. I'm going to preach a little bit here in a minute. I preached in a bunch of churches in this county. Amen. That have changed so. And you see, you're getting critical now. Well, just hold on now. Amen. But wouldn't let me darken the door because I ain't changed, amen, what I've been preaching. It ain't that I've got worse. I just stayed the same. I'm going to tell you something. The Bible's still the Bible. Amen. And there's 1,000 different things other than what was there pulling on me when I got in. Amen. There's 1,000 more things pulling on folks. And we might as well point it out, church, or our young people are going to go to hell. Amen. I don't mean to get ugly with you now. I'm not. I'm just telling you, there's no need of sitting around and nod our head, amen, like everything is just cool when it ain't cool. We're headed for eternity fast, amen, and we need to be, amen, spiritual people, amen, in order to see the end time that's upon us. Amen? God bless you. That's enough of that. I want to preach on when the preacher loses his mind, okay? 2 Peter chapter 2. Bible said, verse 14. Oh, I hope you'll help me. Boy, it's a big crowd. I feel like I'm at camp meeting. Huh? I really do. I feel like I'm at camp meeting, Brother Robert. The offering probably ain't as good, but we're there. I feel like we're there. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin. Eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin. Beguiling, that word beguile means to deceive unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practices. Cursed children. Amen. Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray following the way of Balaam. Balaam is my preacher tonight. Huh? You ever hear of Balaam? They followed the way of Balaam. He's the preacher, the son of Bosor. He loved the wages of unrighteousness. Now, this is one of the most incredible stories I've ever read in the Bible. Now, I want you to stay with me. I'm telling you, it is an incredible story. I've never seen nothing in all my days like this. Never. Now, if you have, I want to talk to you after church. Won't you look? The Bible said this preacher was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. The madness. Madness of the prophet. Amen. This story of Balaam, if you want to refer to Numbers 22, it's an incredible story. I've meditated on it. I've read it over and over and over today. And there's this word, madness, in this. And I'm telling you, this word, Brother Mac, has been, I'm telling you, it got on me today. I look this word, how many knows what the word madness? It's not talking about anger. It's talking about insanity. Madness. He lost his mind. Amen. He was a prophet of God. The Bible said he was a prophet. Amen. He didn't end the prophet, but he was a prophet. At one time, he had prophesied. Something happened to him. Something got a hold of him. Amen. He was tempted by a man, Barak, to go up and curse. Barak was of the, was it Midianites or Moabites? He was tempted to go up and curse the children of God. Stay with me now. He said, let's go and get this prophet who was a pretty popular, you read Numbers 22, he was a pretty popular prophet. Who in the world, you know, oh, Barak knew, hey man, that he could not defeat God's people. They were too many of them. So he took a bunch of money down there. Hey man, and he approached the man of God with money. Here's a man that God had used to prophesy and to speak to the people. Now these men brought money. Amen. And he offered him money that he would curse the children of God. You know what he told him? God came to him. I don't have time to read it to you. Amen. I'm just going to preach to you. Amen. Some of us sometimes, I'll tell you what. Amen. And I'm titled my message, When the Preacher Loses His Mind. And I could go on that a while. Amen. I sure could. Amen. It looks like, now let me preach to you now. Amen. You figure it out. Here's a man that has a church, a good wife, faithful to him. Amen. Stay with me now. A church that loves him, honors him, respects him. God uses him, moves on him, anoints him. Amen. He takes all of that. Stay with me now. He takes the good home. He takes the good companion. He takes the faithful marital relationship. He takes the nice home he lives in. He takes the respect of the people and the good name he's earned. And he trades all of that in. Amen. For what? For what? Huh? Come on now. Y'all ain't helping me, are you? You know what I say sin has done to him? Amen. It's drove him crazy. Somebody say amen. Nobody in their right mind, amen, would trade heaven for hell. Come on now. I said nobody in their right mind, amen, this preacher and the Bible said, and this is incredible to me, amen, but the Bible said this man was riding a donkey. The first trip they made down, he said, I'll tell you, you're here tonight. Amen. And the devil's already made one offer to you. Amen. Come on. Amen. And you know what? God came to Balaam and he said, Brother Mark, don't do it. This man's coming and he wants you to curse my people. And I'm telling you right now, don't do it. Amen. And so when the men came to him, amen, Balaam said, I'm not going to do it. I can't curse God's people. And so they turned and left. Amen. But brother, the devil, amen, is a devil of second chances. How is somebody say amen? He turned around and went back down again. Oh, I wish I was a preacher in this house tonight. Amen. And he approached him again with a sack full of coins. Amen. And he said, look, amen, you're a man of God and you can curse him. And something got a hold of Balaam. Amen. And he lost his mind. The Bible said it was madness. It was insanity. Amen. Can I tell you tonight that are thinking about selling God out? Amen. Can I tell you the devil will drive you crazy? Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I was a preacher tonight. I may not have much. I may be in debt over my head. Amen. When I die, amen, most of those people weeping at the coffin are going to be my debtors. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'll tell you this. Amen. If I don't have two nickels to rub together, I want to hang on to my integrity. I want to keep my place with God. I want to tell the truth. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I'd be crazy to sell my God out. Hallelujah. Woo! I wish I could preach to you. God bless your sweethearts. I want to preach to you a little bit tonight. I have a little struggle preaching sometimes. I've just about preached my body out. I know I look young and fit and athletic, but I've just about preached my guts out. Amen. And I'm not saying that complaining. I'm just telling you I need you to be patient with me while I get my breath. And while I preach this message to you, I'll tell you what. I said, and I rolled and I turned and I can't even get, brother, saying I'm just being honest with you. Amen. I can't hardly pray like I need to for putting myself in a position that don't hurt so bad. Amen. But I'll tell you, the fire was still burning. I still felt it. Amen. There in my easy chair, brother Charlie, I felt God burning in me. Amen. To tell somebody here tonight about a preacher that lost his mind. Oh, come on now. He got so drunk with the desire to sell God out. Amen. That he was on his donkey and an angel of the Lord had drew a sword and was ready to slay him. I don't believe you understand tonight how close you are to destruction. Amen. You've heard the Holy Ghost. Brother, I've been in service, brother Tommy. Amen. And I knew. Listen to me now. Don't get distracted if you can help it. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've been in service and I knew there were sinners there, backsliders that were hiding things. I knew it personally. Amen. They did. The men on front did not know. Amen. The message in the Holy Ghost came. The interpretation came. Brother nailed it on the head. I've seen those people get up and squirm in their seat and turn and run to the restroom and the service die down. And I thank my Lord. Amen. The Holy Ghost just called their number. They come in and settle back down and get comfy again. And they've got their composure. And then the Holy Ghost move again. And another message in tongues and interpretation. I watched them as cold sweat beaded down their face. And they rubbed their hands together. And I knew that God had told them men of God what was going on. They were from out of town. They didn't know what I knew. Amen. But brother, it's a miracle. And you know what they did? They hardened their heart. They stiffened their neck. And they whipped the donkey and tried to get him to go on anyway. Oh, if somebody help me preach. I'll tell you, there's been people right in this church in the last 6 weeks or 2 months or three that the Holy Ghost has talked to. Amen. In a miraculous way. Amen. And they've lost their mind. Now you hang on. I'm going to get ready to tell you something that's hard to fathom. He whipped that donkey to try to drive him on forward, even against his own life. The Lord moved on that donkey, and the donkey spake with a man's voice. Let me believe that. And you know what got me, Brother Tommy? Brother Robert, I do not understand this. That didn't act like it shocked Balaam in the least. He never, just like you, sit when the Holy Ghost speaks right directly to you. And you brush it off. You don't even acknowledge that heaven is trying to warn you. Huh? Come on now. Y'all help me preach. Sweet Lamb of God. Woo, this preacher needs the Lord to help him tonight. He wept. That reminds me of a man's conscience. Brother, I remember as a little boy growing up. And you know, I wasn't saved. I might have been saved before I remember it. But my first memory is not being saved. You hear me? I mean, I know I was probably, you know, in an age of not being accountable, but I can't remember that far back. Because as far as I can remember, I remember lying. I remember stealing stuff. I remember being dishonest, disobedient to my parents. I remember this as a little boy. Amen, I remember. But I also remember that down inside of this little boy, I could not understand it. I'd be 50 miles away from my mom. But I'll tell you, she was a pretty good conscience. I remember one Halloween night being out in the meanest, and we were out on the side. I hate to even mention, I'm afraid she'll whoop me right now. But I was out there in the dark, and I looked out the road, and it was miles from home, and I seen a little light coming out that dark road. Amen. My dad wasn't even home. He was working night shift. We was blocking him out. And I looked out at my older brother, and I said, brother, amen, I'm going to the house. He said, what's the matter with you? I said, I see a light coming, and I got a good idea who it is. No. I said, it's mama. No, mama shouldn't be out here. It's raining and dark. And, oh, that's who it is. And, buddy, I headed toward the house. And I met Mama coming. Brother, how many believes, amen, in the tribulation? Hallelujah. Amen. But, brother, there was something there. But, brother, even when Mama wasn't there, amen, there was a conscience down in my soul. Amen. You know why Brother Mark was talking about pushing these things, these gray areas away, so you don't sear your conscience, and that conscience doesn't warn you, and you beat that conscience, amen, and God speaks through that conscience, and says, do not do it. Brother, that donkey turned around and asked Balaam, why do you beat me? That's what he asked him. Why are you beating me like this? Amen. Can't you see, man? Amen. But brother, he was so deranged. He didn't even say, donkey, you can't talk. Amen. He didn't even mention it. He just beat him. Are you listening? And then he saw the angel. And the angel said, why do you beat this donkey? And I want to ask you tonight, why do you spurn the warnings of God? Boy, I wish the Holy Ghost would move in here. We have just about tiptoed our way right out of a good spiritual church. Huh? We've lullabied and rocked each other to sleep and petted and patted, amen, and draw up, not wanting, amen, anybody to tell us exactly where we're at. Brother, I'll tell you what. Amen. We need some holiness preaching to get us out of this carnal state we're in and put us back on our knees of seeking God. Oh, is somebody help this preacher? Amen. I'm looking at this preacher that lost his mind. Amen. You say, brother, yes, that's what sin will do. Brother, come on now. Amen. It grieves me. Amen. Where I've known folks all across the country. Amen. I hate gossip. I do. I hate those that carry gossip. Do you know a talebearer is just as bad as a gossip? Did you know that? But there are heartache across our country tonight, and there are people that are selling out, amen, their good name and their place with God, or a one-night stand, or to be able to look a little more like, amen, something out there. It ain't worth it, I'm telling you. Amen, Balaam. Amen, it ain't worth it. You can't curse God no way. You'll never get it done. But it was in his heart to do it, even though he couldn't do it. It was in his heart to do it. Amen. And he lost his mind, and he went on anyway, and he died among the enemies of God. Sunday morning, I mentioned Judas. Judas was a money lover. He was a treasurer. Praise God, our treasurer is not like that. Huh? But this treasurer had the bag, and he loved money. He loved what money would buy him. He was kind of like Gehazi, the servant of Elisha. He washed Elisha's hands and followed him. Till when old Naaman offered him some garments and some gold and silver, he couldn't hardly turn it down. He said, I'm sick. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Old Gehazi said, I'm tired of following this man of God around and eating just what we can get handed to us and what we can pray down. Tired of pouring water on his hands. He offered Elisha all these garments. Oh, help me preach now. He offered Elisha all this gold. Was it silver? Elisha said, no, you take it home with you. I don't need it. You can't buy me. But old Gehazi slipped out and followed him and told a lie. This is where it leads. He said, my master sent me to get what you promised him. Then he took it and buried it and hid it. Elisha, well, listen to me. He looked at Gehazi. Where you been? I saw you. Isn't that scary? And he said, you wanted Naaman's garments? You've got Naaman's leprosy. I can hear old Gehazi as he said, what a fool, as he turned white as a leper. What a fool I've been. I can hear old Judas as he takes them 30 pieces of silver. You ain't helping me. God bless you. He took him 30 pieces of silver. He ran into that, into the high priest chambers. And he, what are you doing? I don't want it. I betrayed innocent blood. Something was haunting him. I don't want the money. I sold the best man that ever lived for that. I sold my reputation, my good name for that. Another preacher lost his mind. You say he did? Yes, he did. Out into the darkness he ran. Ah! I'm damned. I'm doomed. I had it made. I was with Christ. I was close to him. Now he's gone. And I'm gone. Out into a place called the Potter's Field. Up into a forked tree. Amen. Off came his sash around his neck. Don't do it. Don't do it, Judas. But he's lost his mind. Amen. Off the limb he went. Amen. And his life, amen, went out of him. And into hell he plunged. Oh, he kissed the door to heaven and plunged into hell. Amen. Oh, the madness of the preacher. Oh, I know the trials of life. Listen to me. I know you young girls, and you get to a point and you think you got to have a husband. You may get one you wish you didn't have. You better pray to God, and if God never sends you anybody, just take it as God's will, that he wants you to serve him all your days alone. You better listen to this preacher. So in order to get one, we compromise our standards and what we know the Bible teaches, and instead of marrying in the Lord, like the Bible says, we just marry anybody that comes into church doors once in a while. Huh? And we sell our virtue and our purity of mind for an old drunkard's home and a beat and a fight and a divorce and a single parent home. I say you lost your mind. Grow, get a little older, and young couples get married, and the honeymoon's over, and kids come along, and peanut butter and jelly all over the car seat, and them nice rims that was on the truck, you had to sell them to buy diapers, and now you're riding a Volkswagen, the muffler fell off of it, and you wonder, what I get myself into? The devil says, you can do better than this. How about your old schoolmate? You look them up on the internet and you pull them up. They're still single and you find their number and you give them a call. Who would you meet somewhere? I'll tell you, you've lost your mind. You get a little older and you go through midlife, and the devil says, if you're ever going to have that fling, you better have it. You're getting too old. Amen. And so, amen, you go out at night when you ought to be at home. Are you listening to me? Amen. I know. Amen. And the devil makes you a bid, and you turn it down and you feel pretty good, but he comes back the second time. Amen. And you lose your mind, and you take the money, and you die among the enemies of God. I tell you, church, I know you think I've lost my marbles, but I'll tell you what, I feel the Holy Ghost telling me tonight, amen, to preach to you, amen, we need to get our mind in the hand of God, amen. People are drunk. Brother was preaching about carnality, pleasure, it'll drunken you. Hear me now. I tell you what, Facebook and chat rooms are the most dangerous thing that ever come along. It's only, I'll tell you, if you're not careful, all it will be just a medium for you that like to talk more. Like to find out about other people's business, just to find out everybody's business. Huh? And tell everything and every church and every other church. Communicate with people that you don't even know who they are. How in the world can you know who they are just because they say I'm John Doe? They could be Castro for all you know. Now I know you didn't bargain for this tonight, but I'll tell you what, I'm too far down the road to play games. Hear me now. We're in a crisis. You're resisting me right now. Now, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to stop right here. And you need to say, did that donkey just speak to me? I wonder how many here. Let me just take a little inventory. How many here, Brother Zane, in all these years you've been here since 70? That's a bunch. How many times have you seen the Holy Ghost speak to people and they didn't even acknowledge it? Donkey spoke, brother. I've never heard of that in my life. But it's for the love of money. And you know what? Balaam went in. The Bible said, you have departed from the way that is right. Have you? I'm telling you. If the devil can talk you into getting out of the right path, he'll drive you crazy. Oh. God did not allow those Midians, Moabites, to defeat God's people. I'm going to tell you something. Do you know why so many holiness people have compromised in Pentecostal movement and even down to the nominal denominations that used to hold a standard? I'm going to tell you where the blame lies. It lies in that pulpit right there. When you get a preacher that's supposed to be anointed of God getting up and telling you it's okay. Huh? That's what's wrong with our society. It didn't start in the White House. It started in the church house. When people come that don't really read their Bible that much and don't really understand that much about it, and they come in and a man standing up there in their big necktie and their collar on and telling you, I don't mean that. I'm telling you, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes for their socks, would you? Huh? I'm telling you, the preacher has lost his mind. He went in the wrong way for the greed of money. I said for the greed of coin. Huh? He went in the wrong way. Stand with me.